It was on Friday, April 14th, 1865, that Abraham Lincoln breathed his last breath. As he watched the performance of Our American Cousin at the Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., surrounded by his loved ones, Lincoln experienced his last moments on earth. As the audience broke into laughter from the humorous acting, Lincoln was shot in the head from behind. He fell into the arms of his beloved, and his attacker fled the scene. Attempts were made to revive Lincoln, but at 7:22 on April 15th, 1865, Lincoln was pronounced dead. The shock of the assassination was felt throughout the country, and people of all faiths rushed to their respective places of worship for direction and understanding in the wake of such horrendous news. The Jewish community, in the midst of celebrating the Passover holiday, was especially moved at hearing the news of Lincoln's assassination. Lincoln's dedication to the Jewish community throughout his presidency was nothing less than outstanding. Lincoln not only protected the Jewish position during the Civil War, but he was an advocate and friend of the Jews. Especially in the North, Lincoln's relationship with the Jews was unique. During the week following Lincoln's assassination, rabbis and lay leaders delivered sermons memorializing Lincoln and offered prayers on his behalf. Lincoln was described by Rabbi Sabata Moraes of Philadelphia as vindicating the law of the living God and as a defender of human liberty and a promoter of civilization. His character was compared to Moses, Abraham, and King David. Lincoln was truly loved by the Jewish people, and although not Jewish himself, memorialized as a fellow brother in the covenant of the Jewish people. Rabbi Isaac Meir Wise of Cincinnati, Ohio, delivered a particularly poignant funeral address for Lincoln on April 19th, 1865, just 4 days following his death. Wise delivered the address at the Lodge Street Temple to his congregation. He spoke of Lincoln's dedication to the Jews and of his admiration of Lincoln and his accomplishments. Wise stated, in the same way that Rome was attached to their Augustus and France to her Napoleon, the Jews were attached to Lincoln, their modern-day King David. Further, Wise drew a resemblance between Lincoln's attributes and God's. Wise said of Lincoln, "We may secure to him a perpetual reign and a dominion everlasting, for the ideas of union, justice, liberty, peace, kindness, charity, forbearance, and goodness are everlasting, like God himself." Wise concluded by speaking of Lincoln's relationship with the Jews as if Lincoln were a Jew himself. "Brethren, the lamented Abraham Lincoln believed himself to be bone from our bone and flesh from our flesh. He supposed himself to be a descendant of Hebrew parentage. He said so in my presence. And indeed he preserved numerous features of the Hebrew race, both in countenance and character." Lincoln was memorialized by Wise as being a man of many noble virtues and admirable qualities. His loss caused hearts to bleed grief and embarrassment at allowing such an atrocity to occur. Lincoln will be remembered in the hearts of Jews for eternity. His dedication and his vision will live on forever.